Signal and X-Ray to host a Give Guys happy hour at White Owl Social Club. Enjoy performances by Riva DeVito and local DJs, and celebrate spaces where we can share our own stories in our own words with the Give Guide Media Access Team. Again, that's the Give Guide Media Access Team Happy Hour, Wednesday, November 29th at 5 p.m. at the White Owl Social Club at 1305 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's coming up on 10 a.m., which will be time for Valley Views, followed at 10:15 with Flashpoints from Pacifica Radio and KPFA in Berkeley. We'll round out the morning with Pacific Underground by and for the Asian and Pacific Islander communities in the Northwest. This is all part of how KBOO is your independent source for news and entertainment, and you can become a member of the KBOO Foundation and support the source of all that you need to be a well-rounded, fully informed citizen of your community. So, as promised, Valley Views.
Hi, I'm Dale Holliday, coming to you from Corvallis, Oregon, in the bountiful Willamette Valley. Welcome to my show, Valley Views. It's a forum for sharing relevant topics relating to people and issues in the Willamette region. I'd like to tell you about a book that I read and that I obtained from our local Benton Corvallis library. And the book is, I heard about the book actually first on KBOO, and actually they had an interview with the author, Carol Anderson. The book is called White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide. I was quite taken with the author's interview, and that's why I sought the book out at the library. And something that she said, or maybe the interviewer said, is that it's a great introduction for white people, this book, about the racial dynamics in this country, how it got to where it is today. In the interview, they said it was particularly good for a white person that wanted to start talking with other white people about race. So that really kind of sparked an interest in me, because I'm often either willingly or accidentally or for some reason put in a space where I can educate white people about race, or I feel like doing it, or I must do it, or for whatever reason. I'm in the workplace, it's where I live. It can be hair-pulling process, but there's other times where I feel like my sanity is going to be saved only if I have this conversation with this white person. So I would like to read for you a summary. These are not my words, but this was a review of this book, a summary of this book that I saw online. The book, again, is White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide. It's by Carol Anderson, spelled traditionally, both names, and it's published by Bloomsbury out of New York, 2016. As Ferguson, Missouri erupted in August 2014, and media commentators across the ideological spectrum referred to the angry response of African Americans as Black Rage, historian Carol Anderson wrote a remarkable op-ed in the Washington Post showing that this was, instead, white rage at work. With so much attention on the flames, she writes, everyone has ignored the kindling. Since 1865 and the passage of the 13th Amendment, every time African Americans have made advances towards full participation in our democracy, white reaction has fueled a deliberate and relentless rollback of their gains. The end of the Civil War and Reconstruction was greeted with the Black Codes and Jim Crow. The Supreme Court's landmark 1954 Brown versus Board of Education decision was met with the shutting down of public schools throughout the South, while taxpayer dollars financed segregated white private schools. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 and Voting Rights Act of 1965 triggered a coded but powerful response, the so-called Southern Strategy and the War on Drugs, that disenfranchised millions of African Americans while propelling Presidents Nixon and Reagan into the White House. Carefully linking these and other historical flashpoints when social progress for African Americans was countered by deliberate and cleverly crafted opposition, Anderson pulls back the veil that has long covered actions made in the name of protecting democracy, fiscal responsibility, or protection against fraud, rendering visible the long lineage of white rage. Compelling and dramatic in the unimpeachable history it relates, white rage will add an important new dimension to the national conversation about race in America. And actually, this summary was written or provided by the publisher. As I said, I'd seen this online. Once again, that book is by Carol Anderson, and it is called White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide. I don't have stock in this book. I don't know Dr. Anderson, but as I said earlier, I think it's a great book if you have that white friend that, or if you yourself are that person, you know, white or what, you don't have to be white. You could be someone who is a person of color but not African American and maybe doesn't understand quite that special particular dynamic between whites and blacks in this country. And this book will, at least in my opinion, having read it, will give you some very good insights. So thank you. I really don't write a lot of poetry. But there was a time when I was living in Olympia, Washington, working a state government job and just miserable. I was the only African American working for the entire agency. Definitely the only African American woman. And it was kind of a what you might call a male dominated field, white male dominated. I was not supported. I didn't fit in. There was hostility thrown toward me, and I was just stressed beyond belief and just knew I had to get out of there. And it was one weekend where I had managed to get some good rest and get some good meditation in and just started seeing the light about my life and a lot more things. And it was actually a Sunday in April, and I call this poem Free Black Woman, written in Olympia, Washington. The moment I decided to be a free black woman, I was dancing by myself at my home. It was Sunday, about noon. James Brown, get up off of that thing. I had to play it twice in a row because I was in no mood to stop. Hips shaking, arms flying, head bobbing and swinging around. I didn't care if I was right on the beat, although I was. I didn't care if last night's cheesecake was showing up on my thighs. I love my thighs. They aren't skinny girl thighs. Big legs, my mom used to say. You got big legs, girl. Strong, pretty legs. Strong enough to dance me down that trail to be a free black woman. It's Sunday. I'm dancing. I'm sweating. On this day, the earth opened up. I looked inside to see the universe sitting there. And I held it all in my hand and in my heart. The music grabbed hold of my waist and swung me around. Snatched that scrunchie right out of my hair. Let my hair stick up wild. I hate pulling my hair back in those things. It's 180 degrees opposite of what my hair naturally wants to do. I'm letting my hair stick out. I'm sweating up my t-shirt and drawstring pants, the ones with the bright little red flowers. My hair is free and napping up fast. Good. This is me. I won't wait until this world catches up to me. It never will. I'm never going to be what this world wants me to be, a tan version of a white person, or a broken down, tragic brown woman, or the invisible woman, unseen and not even heard. Those days are gone. I am immune to the snide remarks. I am immune to the chilled, lifeless stares. I am immune to the unqualified white people that get promoted past me, then holler about affirmative action taking jobs away from deserving white people. I am immune because that vaccination came flying from beyond heaven and stuck me in the butt. The same butt that they can kiss. I'm a free black woman now. Velvety smooth and solid as granite. My hunger is gone. I am feasting on the universe.
You've been listening to Valley Views. I'm your host, Dale Holliday, and I'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, ideas for future topics, or other matters you'd like explored. Email me at valleyviews360@gmail.com. That's ValleyViews360 360@gmail.com. This show is produced at Corvallis Access Media with special thanks to Chad Howard. In the Willamette Valley, you can find KBOO at 104.3 FM on your radio dial. I look forward to being with you again next Friday. And remember, as Doctor Who once said, I'm not in charge, but I'm full of ideas. Bye-bye.
Points. We broadcast live from Alcatraz. It's the sunrise ceremony. The indigenous community retakes the prison, liberates the walls, and we remember on Thanksgiving. Stay tuned.
You're crazy if you think you can change the world, but I think that you're crazy if you think you can't change the world. Change begins within yourself. Change begins within yourself. You change yourself, you change your...
This is Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to a special edition of Flashpoints. We are part of a group of thousands of people who have come to Alcatraz. This is an indigenous celebration on this island that has been liberated. It used to be a place of torture where indigenous communities were taken to be hurt, wounded, undermined, but